Okay, Serendef, Nun Zion and Aleph, the first mission, the new Perek, 57a, page 113. So, Shnei Nazirim, Shamar Lahen, Echad, Re'iti Echamikem, Shnitmo. So, you have two Nazirim, two people who have Reuben and Shimon are both Nazirim. And if you look at the Rashi slash Mepharesh, Shnei Nazirim, he says, Shekibu Leim Nazir Biafta. They both accepted Nazirus at the same time. Reuben and Shimon, they both accepted Nazirus. Let's assume they've agreed to be Nazirim for 30 days. And then somebody says to them, Shamar la mechad, Ra'iti echad mikem shetmo, v'ini yodea eiza mikem. I saw one of you became Tameh, I'm not sure which one it was. One of you became Tameh Meh, and I don't know which one it was. He says, on the third line of the Mishnah, on Zayin and Aleph, he says, Megalfin, now it's a little tricky. So one of them is Tameh, and one's not Tameh. So it's a big mess. What is a person to do? So Megalfin, v'vien korban tuma, the korban tara. So Tana Mishnah says that it means after the completion of the term of Nazirus, they'll both do Giluach, they'll both shave their heads, we'll be in Korban Tuma of the Korban Tara, and they're both going to bring a Korban Tuma and a Korban Tara. He says, Va'omer, and Reuben will say, Imanihu Tamei, Korban Tuma Shalibu, Korban Tara Shalcha. They'll say, if I'm the one who's Tamei, so the Korban Tuma is mine, and the Korban Tara belongs to you, Shimon. He says, "V'manihu atahor," and if I'm the one who's tahor, Reuven says, "So korban tara shali, so the korban tara is mine. The korban tuma shalcha, the korban tuma will be yours." He says, "V'sofrim shloshim yom." Then, now this is a little tricky because the one that's tamei now has to keep another term in the zirus. So they're both going to keep another term in the zirus. In other words, they want to, you know, hedge their bets, so to speak. In other words, to do everything, protect themselves. He says, "V'sofrim shloshim yom." Then they'll both count 30 days, Uvian Korban Tara. And then, so at the end of this 30-day period, one of them is not a Nazir, one maybe, in other words, no one knows who the Nazir is or who's not at this point in time. No, let's go back again slowly. Again, they both agreed to be Nazirim, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then, on the 5th of Nisan, so somebody says one of you became Tameh. We don't know who became Tameh. One of you is not Tameh. So they have to observe the whole 30 days till the end of Nisan. At the end of Nisan, they both shave their heads. And then they bring in a series of korbanot. So one of them has completed his Nazirus. The one who is Tahor is not a Nazir anymore. Wait, who's reaccepting again? No. Let's go back. So again, so the one that was Tahor is finished. The one that was Tamei, now he begins a new term of Nazirus. We don't know which one it is. So Misapek, they're both going to observe a second term of Nazirus. But only one of them is really a Nazir at this point in time. One of them is like a fake Nazir, right? Okay, in other words, one's not a Nazir. One is, one isn't. Okay, just one second. So he says here, around line 8 of the Mishnah, the Sofrim Shloshim Yom, V'in Korban Taras, to the end of the 30 days. So in my example, it would be, let's say, Eor, so it would be like Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they're going to bring a Korban Tara, Omer, and now Reuven will say, if I was the one who was originally Tameh like 2 months ago, so then the Korban Tuma that we brought 4 weeks ago is mine, and the Korban Tara was yours at that point in time. Was that Korban Tara team? In which case, this is my Korban Tara, because now I've completed a successful Nazirus. But if I was the one who was actually Tahor 2 months ago, so Korban Tara Shali, so then the Korban Tara that we brought 4 weeks ago was really mine. The Korban Tuma Shalcha, and you were the Korban Tuma. We said Korban Tara Techa. Now, it's you, then that's your Korban Tara. Everybody got that? Okay, one second. Now, if you look at the top Tosfos says, Shnei Nazirim Shamar Lamechad Kulei Tzirich Lomar Shein Shokim. So you have to say, in other words, the key that sets this in motion is somebody said, I saw one of you become Tameh, and I don't know who it was. So you have to say that they're both silent. Shema Yuma Chishinoto, if they would contradict him, Lo Yaneman, he wouldn't be believed. There wouldn't be a Kiddushin, Perka Omer, Edechabachash, I mean, one aid, and they're contradicting him. So who knows what's going on with this? Okay, now, then second. Okay, this we got. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts on this? So go ahead.
No.
You were both standing near each other, and he said, I saw one of you became Tommy.
And the other, the new pariah has to be your mother. In this case, we're making a child.
Yeah, so this, no, in other words, they'll get together with the money, let's say, sure. And they'll say, you know, if in other words, it's just like anything else, they always do these things. In other words, if it was more. In other words, in any transaction, you can do this. I'm the one who's the korban tara, then you agree that it's my animals, and the other animals, the korban tumah, is yours. And otherwise, you agree the other way. And we'll put money in together, and we'll leverage it out that way. Okay, who's got any other questions?
I do. Hi. If they bring these without the shutafut, they sort of become partners in this example. But if they each go ahead and bring a korban tmeya lesafek individually.
No. We can't do that. We can't bring in a korban tumah misafek. It's either that the chayv on it, right? It's like a korban chatad is one of the korbanot. I can't bring that misafek, right? He says, one second. One second. There's Tosos on this, but one second. Give me one second. Let me take a look at the 50. Yeah. He doesn't address it here in the art scroll, but one second. All right, I'm going to have to hold off with that a little bit, Vern, okay?
It looks like because there was an aid, this partnership between strangers is formed. These people could be strangers to each other.
Right. You know what? Can you give me the tati just in a second out here? Just the brown and light brown and dark brown. One of them has nausea in it. All right, we're working on it, Fern.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
It should be Nashim Bays. I think. That's a good one. Thank you. All right, give me one sec. Yeah, I must say, Rav Kahati says they bring it as shutfos, he says. He says they bring it as partners.
That's what it sounds like, that a partnership was created.
He says like this. This is in Rav Kahati. He says, Mabim bein shneim shutfot korban tumah. Korban tumah will be shtei torim or shnei b'nei yona. Two turtle doves or two young pigeons. Achal achatat b'chalilah. B'kevis le'osham. The korban tara, that's a kibsa for achatat and a kibsa le'olah and ayla shlamim. So, and then they make this whole t'nai. But even if they bring the shutfas, but clearly they're the condition is, if I'm the one who's chayev, it's all mine. And if you're the one who's chayev, it's all yours. That's clearly the way it's working. In other words, they enter into a partnership in which they bring the animals, but then they're stipulating that if I'm the one who's chayev, it's my animals. If you're the one who's chayev, it's your animals. That's the way it's working.
I understand that. And let's say these were two separate people without the aid, and they just had this thought, oh, I might have broken my Nazira. What happens then?
We'll come to see. We'll wait for that in the Gemara. Wait a little bit with that in the Gemara. I think we'll have a clear answer to that in another 10 lines, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So Meir says that Rashi is with Rishutta, and Tosho says the same as well. Okay, I'm going to move on unless anybody's got other questions. Okay, let's take a look further in the Gemara.
I just have one question.
Go ahead, Pesach David, what?
Just to follow up on Fern, suppose the Shutfos is broken because in the second 30 days, one of them comes Vaday Tameh, and he knows he's Tameh. So now within the second 30 days, if he's Tameh, the Shutfos is broken, right?
No. In other words, the Shutfos... The shutfos is just
korbanot were brought already.
No. In other words, the shutfos relates to the korbanot that we between both of us have to bring. Whereas the shutfos is the korbanot we need is one korban tumah and two korbanot tara. That's what we need between all of us, right? We need one set of korbanot right. tumah, two sets of korbanot tara. That's our agreement. Anything else is outside the agreement.
No, my point is, if one becomes vaday tama in the second 30 days, while they're waiting the second 30 days, he can't bring anything at the end of 60 days.
Oh, all right, right, that right. That would mess it up for him. But that would mess
for
it
the other
up
guy.
For him.
That would be
a more complicated situation. So then one in the second 60 days becomes vaday tama. Yeah, that would be more complicated. But let's look at the way it is we got now. Okay, we got enough on our table now. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Okay, ten lines at the bottom of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Katani shnei nazirim sha'amar lahem or iti achami kam shnei mavini de ezmikem." So the Mishnah says that again, we have Reuben and Shimon, the two nazirim, and Levi will be the third person who observes them. And he says, "I saw tuma, you know, it hit one of you, and one of you was tamei. I don't know which one." Ma iti achami shnei mavini de ezmikem ba'amai. Now, he's going to come up to the idea that Sapei Tumah Rishus Rabim Sveiko Tahor. That's the general plot we have. Sapei Tumah Rishus Yachid, the Sapei Tumah in the private domain, so the Sapei is Tame. We'll see in a minute. And if you have Sapei Tumah Rishus Rabim Sveiko is Tahor. So the Gemara learns this. This is segues into Masechet Sota. We begin Masechet Sota in another 9 days. So this segues right into it. So the beginning of Masechet Sota talks about a man. He tells his wife, "Don't hang around with Ploni. You shouldn't be alone with Ploni anyway. But don't. I'll just be in Ploni." And then Sarah Rachel is alone with Ploni. So we don't know what happened between Sarah Rachel and Ploni. But based on that sapek, he's going to bring her to the base of Mikdash to drink the water for Sotas. But in the meantime, we treat her as a Tameya. So there, the Gemara learns out that Sapek Tumah Rishus Yachid, a Sapek arose in the private domain, so we treat her as Tameya. And the Gemara learns, but Sapek Tumah Rishus Rabim Sveiko Tahor. So the Gemara wants to take that klal and plug it in here. Here the Gemara wants to say, these two Nazirim, the walking is Rishus Rabim, and the third person is there, so it should be Sapek Tumah Rishus Rabim, should be Sveiko Tahor. That's what the Gemara wants to ask. Let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, where do we learn Sapek Tumah? Misota. Masota Boel Benevelet. So by the Sota, who are the people who are present? Just the alleged paramour and the woman. Of course, Sapek Tumah Shriyachid on the Ika Beitrei. So too, any other Sapek Tumah Shriyachid, which means nor is finding Shriyachid to only two people are there. That's Shriyachid. Aval Hacha, Shnei Nazirim behind the Kai Gabeon. Here we have two Nazirim, and the third person who's the observer that makes three people. So the Gemara treats that's the Rishus Rabim. He says, because Safik Tumah Rishus Rabim Sveiko Tahor. So the question is, why does the Tana end up saying that they have to do all these Sveikot, you know, and be concerned that one of them is Tame? The Klalim should be Safik Tumah Rishus Rabim Sveiko is Tahor. That's what we think. So let's see further. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Omer Reiti Tumah Shnizrika Beinayichem." So Rabba Rav Huna says the case is not that Levi, who's the third person, is right near them. Levi is seeing something from a distance, and he says, "I saw like Tumah thrown and hit one of you." Let's say, remember, it could even be Etzem Kisaora. We learned that a bone the size of a barley seed, if the Nazir touches it, he's Tamei Mei. That's just my example, but in other words, I saw a small piece of bone thrown, it touched one of you, but I couldn't see which one it touched. So that's how I know one of you is Tameh. But he's maybe 100 feet away. So he says here, I guess it would be a bigger piece of bone, but you get the idea. So he says, Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says, Dekanami, we can deduce this from a careful reading of the Mishnah, turn page and Zion and Beis, Dekatani, because we learned the Enu De'ezimitem, he doesn't know which one it was. So if you look at the Rush, sounds like he never knew which one it was. He doesn't say, I forgot which one was Tamei. I didn't know which one it was. He says, Alma Shemirachol Chaya. So he's seeing it from a distance. And if you look at Tosos, also says something similar. Okay, now let's just go back to on the Amud Aleph. Let's just take a look. Now, on the first medium wide line in Tosfos, on Zayin Amud Aleph, Omer Ra'iti says, Katum Ben Etam. So the observer saw Tuma like thrown, like hit one of them, but I don't know which one. It says, V'hu omeid me rachok, Dabi Sabi Tuma Shri Yachid. Now, in Tomar, Tosfos says, Im Kain, Yabi Kul Chad Korban Tuma Vadai. So Tosfos says, well, this flips over. Now, if I say he really wasn't close to them, so where they were, it's not Rishus Rab, it's Rishus Yachid. It's just the two of them. In Tosfos, and then Zayin Amud Aleph, the medium wide lines, in Tosfos. And then, please help him out, Rosie. Okay? He says, Im Tomar, Im Kinyab Equal Chak Korban Tumavadai. So if that's the case, then each one, again, now it's a Savik Tumar Rishus Yachid, right? So Savik Tumar Rishus Yachid, right? So now Tosfos is asking, so now the Gemara said that. We're talking about a case where Mishnah says that he saw it, but he was at a distance, and that's why it's not Rishus Rabim, so it's Rishus Yachid. But now if it's Rishus Yachid, each one should have to bring the Korban Tumah. He says, Vim Tomar in Kinya Vikol Tad Korban Tumah Badai, the whole Safik Tumah Shri Yachid, Sorkin Le Tumah. If you have a Safik Tumah Shri Yachid, so even Truma to be burnt, and Truma is it's an Abeirid to destroy Tumah, which would always be good, but if it's Safik Tumah, you would destroy it. So it means that when we say Safik Tumah Rishus Yachid is Sveiko Tame, like for all purposes, Sveiko Tame. B'yesh Lomar, Tosfos says, Lo Gemiri Misota, of the Varshev Sholiot Kisota. The only thing we learn from Sota, the Safik Tumah Rishus Yachid, Sveiko Tame, something that could be like Sota, meaning the Efshar Shnit Meid. In other words, with Sota, it could be that she had relations with this fellow, you know, outside the bounds of marriage. That could be. He says, Aval Hacha, Lo Shor the Tama Shneim. It can't be that both are Tama. Right? He only says, I saw the Tuma touch one of you. So I know both are not Tama. He says, the Bade Echad Tahor. So Tosu says, therefore, in this case, Tosu says, even though it's a Sapi Tuma Shusi Akid, I'm not going to say they're both bringing Korban Tuma. I'm going to say they'll bring the Korban Tuma between them and make the stipulation the way we discussed. Do you understand or not? Yes, so again, so, you know, the way we define Rishus Yachid and Rishus Rabim is different for different areas in Halacha. So for this area in Halacha, it sounds like the Bali Tosfot are saying, if it's right, two people would be Rishus Yachid, more than two people, you know, two's company, friends, you know, three's a crowd, you know. So, but the idea is, though, you know, like when you have three people in Halacha, you see it's a different getter, sort of. Right. It could be. It's that's the way it sounds like. If nobody else is around, and I see you too. That's the way it seems. Sounds like the Gemara is saying. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. Let's keep moving. Okay. We're on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the second line from the top. Okay. Now, Megalchen Umevin. Now, we said that both of these Nazirim are going to have to do a Gilua. So after 30 days, they're both going to do Gilua. Now, after 30 days, not really the issue, but then after the next 30 days, they're also both going to do Gilua, right? So again, I have the two Nazirim, they're walking, and let's prove it in Shimon. And Levi sees Tuma touch one of them, but he doesn't know which one. So we'll say complete the first term. They complete the first term. Now, after the first term, they're going to bring in Korban Tuma and Korban Tara, whatever the different animals, or whatever requires. So they both do Giluach, but they're both, obviously, they're both Chayav Giluach either way you play it. But now, after the next 30-day term, so only one is really Chayav and Giluach, right? In other words, after the next 30-day term, one is completing his Naziris, and one is really not a Nazir. He's just been going along with it, but he's really not a Nazir, right? So the question's going to be, if somebody's not a Nazir, how is he allowed to do Giluach? He's doing an Aveira, right? There's Lo Takifu Pad Roshchem. You're not allowed to shave off your sideburns. But every Nazir does it because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. But one doesn't have a mitzvah to do that. So that's going to be the question. How can we have them both do Gilua? You got it? Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, "Begalchan Mavim." So the Gemara says, "Bi'amai, Dumalav Tamei Nun Be'Avin Hakafa." So maybe one is not Tamei, and yet he's making a Hakafa Sarosh. Amar Shmuel, the Isha Be'Katan. So Shmuel says, you have to say the Mishnah is talking about either two women. So you know, women are Chayiv no lav in the Torah, except Lo Takifu. And what's the other lav that they're not Chayiv in? No, a lav. I forgot. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. You feel like getting Kiddushin? Wait, we're gonna find out 1 second. Kiddushin, please. Okay, I think it's Baal Tam. I think Baal Tam is Maitan. Kiddushin, please. Right. Hands up. Yeah, Kiddushin. Number Yud. 10. Good work. Thank you. Let's take a look. This is Daf Yomi in another 12 months. Oh, and then Baal Tashchit. You know, Lo Toshib Baal Tzikanecha. That's what it is. Yeah. He says, this is Baal Tashchit, Baal Tashchit, Baal Tzami Lameitim. Right. So there's two, three Lavim. So Baal Takifu, women are not obligated in Baal Takifu. And Baal Tashchitu, and in shaving, they're not obligated with that. And right. And then Baal Tamei, if it's a Bat Kohen, so she's not admonished not to be Matamei to the Meitim. Okay? So now let's get back in the Gemara. Let's pick this out. So he says, so Amar Shmuel be'isha v'katan. So Shmuel says, we'll have to say, you're right, it's a good argument. They can't both do it that way. So we have to say the Mishnah is talking about two women who were his zirot, or two katanim. Now, two katanim, you have to say they were old enough to make a neder. It means like they were 12. If it's a female 11. Remember, we learned in Masechet Nedarim that when there's onet nedarim, and when children get old enough, like a year before the bar mitzvah, then we check them and they know what they're doing, then the nedarim are shy. So the Gemara says, we're looking at the gadol. So the Gemara says, why can't we say the Mishnah is talking about adults? There's another answer we could give. We could say lo takifu is only if I shave off where the sideburns would be, or whatever you want to, you know, this the part of the head, like between like the corner here above the ears and to the sideburns. Okay, there's a picture in the Steinsaltz. If I do that, but if I shave off all the hair on the head, then I'm not over on Baal Takifu. In other words, if I shave off part of it, then I'm over. But if I shave off all the hair, I'm not. We could say it's a man, but the whole head. Right. So why? We'll see. It's machloket whether hakafik pola rosh is an aveira or not. So the Gemara says, "We look at the gadol about kafik pola rosh flash mahakafa." So the Gemara says, "We lo mukim lahakfi." Since Shmuel didn't establish it that way, that seems like an easier explanation. Shmaminak sabar Shmuel hakafik pola rosh mahakafa. So from here, we could deduce that Shmuel holds that even if I do shave off all the hair on the head, that is a problem. That is a problem. Now, Mar Zutra matni laha shmait the Shmuel ha-seifa. Mar Zutra learned the statement of Shmuel went on the seifa of this mission. And the seifa we haven't come to yet. It's on Daf and Tet, but in a way we did come to it because we had it. We quoted it in yesterday's Gemara. And I'm sure you'll remember right away. Nazir she'atamei b'safek u'muklak b'safek. If you have a Nazir, Safek, he had Tumut Mate, and Safek, if he was a Mitzora. And we spoke about how, like, you got it. So we said, how could it be a Safek Mitzora? So we said yesterday, we quoted that the Rishalmi says, the Archer brought this down, is two Nazirim, each exhibiting signs of being of Tzaras, come to a Kohen, and the Kohen declares one a Mitzora, Muflat, and one not. And then the Nega heals up, and nobody remembers who was who and which was which, and neither the Kohen doesn't remember either. So now, I have a Nazir, he was Tamei with the Misafek, and he was Mufla Misafek. Ochel B'Kachem L'Kar Shishim Yom. So the Tana Mishnah says, after 60 days, he can eat, and we remember went through this yesterday, I'm not going to go through it again today, but the idea is, he'll do the Hazah on day 3 and day 7, that's not, you know, for Tumas Meit, and then he'll do two shavings for his Nazirus, and he'll be out of it. But in total, he'll do four shavings. He does the shaving really at the end of each month. He says, so he says, so how could we let this person do hakafa? He may not be chayiv in hakafa. How do we let him do hakafa? Maybe he's chayiv, maybe he's not chayiv in hakafa. So Amar Shmuel be Yishev Katan. So Shmuel says the Mishnah later on, at least this version says that the Mar Zutra said the Shmuel statement went on the Mishnah later on, that Shmuel said the Mishnah later on talking about Ether or Kafa. All right, now we're going to get into the Sugya about Kafa to Rosh. What's up? If you're a Tame, it depends how. Yeah, right. So if the person's a Tmei, let's say he was in the Olam Eid, so he actually becomes an Avatuma, and then he makes the other person a regional tumor. No. Nazir is admonished not to become Tame, and you be admonished not to be Tame him, right? Okay, let's see first.
Except after 30
days, if you don't have a problem. Saying what? Which case are you talking about now? Our Mishnah case, okay. Till the end of the month, right? Right. No. But then that creates a different hizchaivus. In other words, I can't substitute. In other words, if I'm a Nazir, I have to complete the term that I obligated myself for, and then I can be obligated for another term after that. In other words, if I take another neder to be a nazir, then I'm adding on. I'm not instead of. It's right. In other words, whatever was before, I got before. Now I got more. It's creating more problems. All right. Now let's take a look further. Now I must tell you though remember we said that a nazir is not megaleach for every tuma, even tumas mate. Remember we said that. Even if he touches a quarter kav or Rabbi's lobe. Yeah, so if one person became an avatuma and touched the other person, even though the person would be reshown, I don't think that would be enough to cause them to do giluach, even in that case. But I'm saying, but even Louis Yatsur, we can't be mentoming him. Okay, now, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, Amar Rav Huna, hamakif et katan reu chayev. Now, Rav Huna says, if a person, let's say I have a katan, I have a six-year-old, and somebody shaves the sideburns on the six-year-old. So the six-year-old is not chayav in mitzvot. But Rav Huna says the adult who's makiv him is chayav, and the adult who's makiv him violates the law in the Torah. So he holds that anybody who shaves the head of a katan is chayav. Now, we'll see in a minute that Rav Huna will hold, though, there are going to be two issues in play here. One is if I'm makif the katan, am I chayav or not? And the other is if the person who's doing the shaving is a woman, is there his chayavus there or not? So Rav Huna holds that if a person is makif the katan, he's chayav. But Rav Huna is going to hold that if a woman is doing the shaving on the katan, she's not chayav. That's the way Rav Huna is going to hold. Well, we'll see. We're going to see. It's going to be the $64,000 question. Okay. So hamakif the katan is chayav. He says, "Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava l'Rav Huna." So Rav Ada Bar Ava says, "Rav Huna, the didach man megalach lahon. Who is the one that shaves your kids' heads?" Now, if you look at the Rashi / Mafarish around the sixth narrow line, he says, "Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava l'Rav Huna, the didach Amar demakiv akana chayiv kitanim d'namu gulachin kula rosh or chayiv d'inshi become in Rashi." Do you see it? What? Yeah. Okay. Just. Be patient and let's listen. Okay, we'll listen and then we'll ask questions. Okay, so he says, "L'didach the Amar Damakiv Katan Chayiv Tanim Ditnamu Gulachin Kol Arosh." With young kids whose heads are shaved, Hidor Archayhu Deinshi, like people's custom, become Galchiluhu Kidul Havrotan Acharkoli. The people would shave their heads to help them be healthy if they were sick. Man Kama Galchiluhu, who shaved their heads. That's the way the Rashi. / Mafarish, or let's look at Tosfos. V'didach man megalchon shira banim tani megulachim rashinim peyotayim. He saw young kids or Rav Huna's kids that were done. And if you look at the Rush, he says shayu yigim l'shayir peyot shayu megalchin rosh haketanim. That they it sounds like they would be megaleya. One second. All right, let's see back on the Gemara. So back on the Gemara. So he says. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava l'Rav Huna l'vididach man megalach lahon. Amalei Chova. He says, my wife Chova is the one that shaves the kids. So he said, Tikbrun Chova l'bneha. So do you want Chova to bury her children? So it means, and the way the Rush says it, let's look at the Rush. So Amalei Chova, Kach Shem Eshet Rav Huna, in the Rush, Usfirle, Dafka Isha Matki for the Katan Chayiv. Rav Huna held that the his chayiv is only if a man does the child. Velo Isha Kfarish Tam Besama, but not a woman. He says, Chova Tikrin Lubna, but he wrote Sash Tikbor Baneha, et Baneha, Shena Yirat Ha'onesh, Al Shima Keferotam. Isn't she a concern? You know, with he, Rav Ada Barava, for reasons that we'll explain shortly, wants to say, if you, Rav Huna, hold that you're not allowed to be makif the katan, then a woman can't be makif it either. That's the way Rav Ada Barava holds. He holds the shito that the woman could be makif, but we'll see this far in a minute. So he says, and then look in the rush further, that's the pasuk. It says like it's like a mistake that went from the ruler. So even though he didn't curse her, like we say, like kila chacham afilu al tanai ba'al. In other words, the klal of a chacham, even if it's subject to a stipulation, gets fulfilled, like we saw in the parsha with Moshe Rabbeinu, in parsha Tzitzave, so a lot of the parsha want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, take me out of your sefer, and even though he had a stipulation, it worked out that it came out to his detriment, according to that shot. So back in the Gemara, so Amar Lechova, so Tikrinu Chova Lebanea, Kulu Shani Rav Ada Barava, Lo Yikain Le Zara Le Rav Huna. So all the time, as long as Rav Ada Barava was alive, Rav Huna never had children that survived. Now, we have to clarify what the Nekuda Machloket is here, and we'll take it down. Now, Mikli, the Gemara says, Parvayus Tavir Lehu, Hakafa Kol Rosh Mahakafa. Both Rav Huna and Rav Ada Barava hold that Hakafa Kol Rosh Mahakafa, meaning, if we set the table, there is a. If you say it's hakafat rosh, we have a hakafat rosh here, despite the fact that they're shaving the whole head of the kid. So, b'mayin kamiflagi, what's the point of dispute between Rav Huda and Rav Ada Barava? Rav Huda savar lo takifu pa'ad roshchem, lo takifu pa'ad zikanecha. So, we have two lavim that are mentioned in the same pasuk, a hekesh. Don't be makif pa'ad rosh. Don't like round out the corners of your head. Don't destroy the corners of your beard. So anyone who's subject to one lav, which is chashkata zakan, is subject to lav of hakafa rosh. Bahani nashe and these women, since you know they're not involved in destroying the beard, they don't have beards, nami bahakafa. So let's go slowly. So according to Rav Huna, there's no problem. Because in Akinami, there's a lav for a male to shave the child's head. That's the way he learns. And a kafir rosh even applies to the child. But nevertheless, he holds that women are, you know, are mufrash from this whole lav, or was mufrash from it. Okay? Now, Rav Ada Barava Savar, what is Rav Ada Barava Savar? There's two issues in play. One is a katan. Is there a lav in the makif the rosh of a katan? And second, are women in play? Rav Ada Barava Savar, a kata makif, a kata nikaf, the mashma. Rav Ada Barava holds that if there's a lav on the nikaf, there's lav on the makif. In other words, they both rise and fall together. He says, v'itkash makif the nikaf. Klohecha the nikaf machayev. If the nikaf is chayev, here we're talking about a child. So a child's not chayev mitzvot. If the nikav is chayiv, the makiv is chayiv. If the nikav is not chayiv, the makiv is not chayiv. Makiv dami mechayiv. By katan hol vhi gufa, vhu gufa la bar onshin hu, the mechayiv makiv, the mechayiv, makiv dami lo mechayiv. So, Rav Ada Barava held, Rav Ada Barava holds, there's two issues. Rav Ada Barava holds that if the nikaf is not chayiv mitzvos, the makif is not chayiv manish not to shave his head. That's one machloket. So again, is there a lav in being makif a katan? According to Rav Huna, there is a lav in being makif a katan. But according to Rav Ada Barava, there's no lav in being makif a katan. That's one machloket. The second machloket is, are women involved in this lav? According to Rav Huna, women are outside the parsha with respect to Zlav, because the two with the Zhekesh. But according to Rav Ada Barava, women are subject to Zlav if they're, in other words, if a man, let's say there's a man, he wants to get shaved, the woman will be over on the Zlav if she's makif his head. But, so again, so So as they look at this child, again, we have a six-year-old sitting in the seat, and they want to shave the whole head of the six-year-old. So Rav Huna looks at the situation and says that there's an isur for a male to shave the head of the kid, because he holds that even though the nikaf is not chayev, the makif would be chayev, as Rav Huna holds. But he also holds that women are not included in the lav. So a woman could shave the head of a katan. That's the way Rav Huna holds. Rav Ada Bar Abba holds that if the nikaf is not chayev, the makif is not chayev. But lu yetzur, there would be a lav involved. The woman could not shave the head. So he, Rav Ada Bar Abba, says to Rav Huna, based on your svara that there's a lav involved in shaving the head of a child, I hold that the woman cannot do it. So that's what he was saying. Who's shaving the head? Now, let's just see a little bit. Let's just do a little bit in Tosfos. Then we'll talk some more and we'll get there. Okay, now. Wait. Let us wait one more minute. We're almost there. Okay, now. Okay, so let's look at the Tosfos. Bahani Nashe. Well, in Tosfos. Do you have the place with all these things, Seth? I want you to have the place. So we come close to me and I'll show you, okay? Here, why don't you sit over here?
So now,
this was going with the Shita of Rav Huna. Women are not included in the law of destroying their beards because they don't have a beard. They're not included in the law of Kafa. In other words, that if their sideburns are shaved, there's no lav involved with that. And if they are makib other people, even if they're shaving the sideburns on an adult, according to Rav Huna, the women are mufka from it. Now, next Tosfos. Now, the pasuk says lo takifu. So Rav Ada Bar Abba understands that the lav of lo takifu refers to both the nikaf and the makif, the one who's being shaved and the one who's doing the shaving. So he says, Pashta dekra bada the nikaf as a rachmana. So Tosfo says, the simple pshat in the pasuk is definitely talking about the nikaf. He says, da pa'at roshchem ktiv, da'inu nikaf. It was lo takifu pa'at roshchem, don't have your sideburns cut, is the way he's understanding it, because pat roshchem, the corners of your head, so that's the nikaf. Umiu mitakam or lo takifu. Nevertheless, Tosho says the verbiage is lo takifu, lo ktiv lo tukfu, like it should not be cut. Lo takifu, you know, more active. Husav alav gam alamakif. So Rav Ada Bar Abba says the lav also goes on the makif. Kidila hakish makif la nikaf. Klomar. Wherever the nikaf is a bar chiyuva, he's in the getter. Komakif nami bar chiyuvahu. For who katan hold the gufe la bar onshin hu? The katan, since he's not subject to onshin, lomachayev makif le nami lomachayev. But feel ishari la kufi le katan. Even a man could cut the head of the katan. Okay, let me just do a little bit with the sheets. Then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll see where we go from here. Okay. So he has here like this. This is from the Aladaf by Rabbi Zev Dickstein. So the Gemara discusses the extent of the Easter to shave one's payas. Lo tkif pat roshchem, you're not round the corners of your head. If Reuven has his payas shorn by Shimon, not only is Reuven called the nikaf subject to Malkot, but Shimon called the makif is subject to Malkot as well. And the Gemara Masechet Malkot and Dafcha. The Easter does not apply to minors and women. Minors are excluded from all mitzvot, and shaving is no exception. Women are permitted to shave the corners of her head because the Easter of shaving the payas is compared to the Easter of Giluach HaZakan, shaving one's beard. Since women who do not grow beards are not included in the Easter of shaving the beard, they are also not included in the Easter of having their payas shorn. Rav Ada Bar Abba maintains that a man is permitted to shave a woman's or minor's payas since they are permitted to shave themselves. He is of the opinion, so again, Rav Ada Bar Abba says that a man could shave a woman or a minor's payas. Because since the nikaf, in other words, if the nikaf is no Easter, the makif is no Easter. He's of the opinion that a makif, one who shaves someone's payas, is subject to makif only if the nikaf, the person receiving the shave, is forbidden from taking a shave. But there is a scriptural comparison between the nikaf and the makif. Since there's no Easter for a minor or a woman to shave themselves, there's no Easter to give them a shave. To prove his assertion, Rabbi Barabba noted that it was commonplace then to shave the children's payas. Rashi explains that this was done for health reasons. Rav Huna disagrees with Rabbi Ada and maintains it's forbidden for an adult male to shave a minor. So Rav Huna says that it says lo takifu. So if I shave off the corner or the corners of somebody's head or the round, what do they call it? Round, what are they, round the corners? They say, if I shave off the payas of somebody, even if the person's a minor, according to Rav Huna, I'll be chayav. However, Rav Huna explains that his wife who shaved the shoulder of the payas because he was of the opinion that the Easter of Machi applies to only men, not to women. The commentators find difficulty with this practice in light of the Gemara in Yibamos on Kufita. So it's coming out. Let's go slowly with this. So they both hold that if I have a minor that's sitting in the barber chair, a minor sitting in the barber chair. So according to Rabbi Barava, even an adult male could shave it. And according to Rav Huna, a woman could shave it. Okay, but they're both having the minor get his pay, his cut. That's the way it's coming out. So he said, so a lot of the Farshman asked, basically, the Mormon Seth Yibamot, which says that even if one is not obligated to restrain a young child from eating non-kosher food, it's forbidden to feed a child non-kosher food or to directly cause them to violate other Yisurim. So if there's a young child, let's say I see a young child, he's not five mitzvot, I can't give that young child treifus. We're right, or you know, even like a hostess cake or whatever. Anyway, he says, accordingly, it is difficult to understand why it was permitted to shave the children's payas. Even if the Easter of Lo Takifu does not apply to a makif who shaves the child, or does not apply to women, that's both stagim. So, according to Rav Ada, the nikaf's not five, the makif's not five, and according to Rav Huna, the makif would be five as a male, but not a woman. It should be forbidden for an adult to cause a child to violate the Easter of having his payros shorn. Okay, that's the kasha. Okay, so it's a steer between our Gemara and the Gemara Masechet Yibamot. The Gemara Masechet Yibamot says, if I have a child, I can't give that child treifus. I can't be, even though the child's not chayav mitzvos, I can't safi lebi adayim. So here I have a child sitting in the barber chair. So I'm causing the child to do something like wouldn't be alpi Torah. So that's a steer. So our Gemara says that vis-a-vis makif and nikaf, you're okay. But separate and distinct from that, the Gemara says there's an Easter to be sapi lebi adayim, to help the child do Easterim. So the base of Ephraim explains that shaving a minor is not akin to causing him to eat non-kosher food. Since the minor who takes a haircut passively does not actually perform an Easter, an adult who takes a haircut and allows the face to be shorn violates Easter by virtue of his consent. However, a minor cannot possibly violate the Easter. Lacks das, mental competence, as consent is no legal significance. So you want to say the katan can't give consent because his consent is not a legal consent. And the katan is just passive. So mela, it's not comparable to the eating the treifus where he's, you know, he's eating actively. That's answer one. Answer two, alternatively, the base lady suggests that it was permitted to shave the children's payas only because it was necessary for health reasons, as Rashi indicates. Since according to many opinions, the Easter to feed a child non-kosher food or to cause them to violate the Easter of Lo Takifu is an Easter midrabanan of rabbinic origin. The Easter was suspended when the child's health was at stake. So according to the Beis Halevi, that's the issue with that. All right, now there's one more sheet here. All right, let me stop for some questions, comments, thoughts. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts? So if the woman can't do it, the Evan can't do it. Right. In other words, if the woman can't do it, the other can't do it. The furniture. No. But he has no das. So what he wants, doesn't want, doesn't mean anything. I'm just explaining it. But it doesn't make a difference. Even if he's sitting there, his consent means nothing. He could say 100 times from the year till tomorrow, I want it. My pay is cut. That doesn't mean anything. Okay, next. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, now, let me just do a little bit from these sheets, and then we'll come back. So, we learned in our Gemara, HaKapara Rosh is both on the Makif and the Nikaf, the one who's doing it and the one who's receiving it. So, he talks about there was a case, the person was Vesupak, he needed suddenly a surgery on a Shabbos, on his jaw or his neck, and he knew at the time they were going to prepare him for the surgery that it was going to be Luach with a tar on his chin, Shabbos. So and they cut away not just where the nituach is. So the only way that he could get out of this would be if he himself would put a sam, would apply like this ointment that the hair would come out, and he'll be saved from kibbutz ta'ar. On the other hand, though, this is occurring on Shabbos, he was kosher to do this because of Shabbos is when the hair to come out. And one of the stadim is, so the Kimikrish, they don't post him. So he says, anyways, that's one issue that comes up. And he says this also occurred during the Second World War. In one of the, he says, the work camps, concentration camps, the administration of the camp issued a ruling on Shabbos that everybody in the camp has to shave because they're going to greet like one of the like the high Nazi officers coming. And they said that anybody who's not going to listen to this, you know, directive, he'll be will force him against his will to be shaved. So this gezeira created a dilemma for the Jews there, and this is on Shabbos. On the one hand, if they don't get the shave, so the chayalim, so the non-Jews are going to shave them with a razor, and they, the ones who are being shaved, will be transgressing the Easter of Giluah Bata'ar, which is also on the one who's being shaved. On the other hand, if they themselves do it with a sam, they're going to be Mechal Shabbos. Same idea as before. In other words, I'm put between a rock and a hard place. If I allow them to do it to me, I'm over on Isurim because I'm not allowed to have it done. I'm a nikah, but it's being done to me. And if I do it, it's a potential Chilul Shabbos. So on the one hand, you say Chilul Shabbos is you know more chamor than the Gilua, but we'll see how this goes. So he quotes here from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who's Machria. So even though the one who's shaving is over on five lavin, because there's five corners of the beard, one two on each side of the chin, he says, even if somebody else does it, nevertheless, it's better, he said, to the Giluach Bata'ar and not the Chilul Shabbos. He thought, Rav Pesach Frank, better allow yourself to be shaved by a non-Jew, and even though you'll be over on these five lavim, than to do the sam, and because Chilul Shabbos is two kumras, there's an Easter that has a chiv kare Shabbos, and every two hairs, you're going to be over again on Easter Nosaf. In other words, like you're causing the hair to come out for each two hairs. You'd be chayav for that. But he quotes the Gaon Mitzvah, Shalson Shuvas Dovev Meisharim. He thought that Yiluch of Shabbos with using the Sam is not a malacha in the Torah. He thought if I apply this to a depilatory or whatever, he thought it's not a malacha doraisa. He says that it's considered malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. In other words, I don't need the hair, so it's malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. And it's also kla achar yad. I don't do it in normal fashion. Those would be two. So he said, therefore, he thought it would be better if let somebody else shave her. All right, anyway, but that's just some ideas. You see where these things come into play. All right, let's just do a little more in the Gemara, and then it will be time to pull it dead. Okay? Now, 10 lines from the bottom on Nun Zayinam and Beis. Okay? Now, make it 2 lines from the bottom. So 3 lines from the bottom. So Lema Kafan Korosh Tanayi. So in the previous sugya, we took it as a given. Shmuel did, and it seemed like both Rav Ada Bar Abba and Rav Huna took it as a given that if a person was makif kol rosh, a kafa kol rosh, maha kafa. You know, I remember when I was younger, there was somebody who I knew, he would come to shul and he would shave his whole head. Anyway, but he says here, so the Gemara said, lema ha kafa kol rosh tanayim. Should we say that kafa kol rosh is a machloka tanayim? The Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, he says rosho. So this is talking about, it says if you have mitzora. So the Mitzorah, as part of his Tahara process, is going to go through a body shave, and he's going to shave his whole head. This is Gilach, Bayabayam Shiv Gilach at Kol Basaro. On the seventh day, he'll shave off all his hair. And then it says that Rosho Vietzkano Vikaborinav, his head, his beard, and his eyebrows. So each one is like an extra term. All the hair, I know all the hair. What is it, Rosho? She says, Rosho Matam Lomar, why did someone say that the Mitzorah has to shave his head? Because the Torah also says you're allowed to be makif the rosh. He says yecholaf mitzorah kain. I might have thought the mitzorah is also included in that prohibition. Tamaloma rosho. So tamaloma rosho. So now here, now according to this side, he's doing hakafa kol rosh. He's shaving off all the head hair on his head. He's a mitzorah. And nevertheless, we're saying that the rosho is teaching me that I can override that. In other words, it's going to be an essay doka lota says where it's going to come up. We've had it, okay. So what? Say again. Yeah, but the Torah wants to indicate that, but the Torah also says don't be makif the Rosh. So the Torah says Rosho, you should do Rosho. All right. So okay, let's just listen for 2 minutes, okay? So here the Torah is teaching me essay doch lo tase. There's a lo tase of lo takifu, but the essay of Rosho is going to teach me he should do it. So the essay is going to win out over the lo tase. So that means this side, this first side would hold that a kafa called a Rosh is called hakafa, even though he's shaving all the hair on his head. But the Torah nevertheless has to say Rosho, because if a kafa called Rosh is not called a kafa, so it doesn't have to say anything. It just say shave off all your hair. So but that sounds like hakafa called Rosh is ma hakafa. Then b'tani ida, I learned another brisa, Rosho, the same pasuk Rosho ma tam lomar. Why does the Torah say Rosho by the Metzora? Lefishin amar gabi nazir tar lo yavur Rosho. Yechol af nazir Metzorate. So here, this Brisa learns a little differently than we said before. This Brisa learns that I don't need Rosho for a garden variety Metzora. I need Rosho for a Metzora who's also a Nazir. He's got a lot of things going with him. He's a Metzora and he's a Nazir. He says, why? So I would have thought, since the Nazir has a special lav, ta'ar lo yavur al rosho. In other words, he's got another lav on him that a razor shouldn't go on his head. In addition to which, he has an essay. The essay is kadosh yegadel peres al rosho. So he's over, besides lo takifu, he's over another lav and an essay if he shaves the head. So he says, so tamaloma rosho. So Torah says rosho, that the nazir, the Torah, who's a nazir, can shave his head. So my love, so the Gemara wants to say, is it not these two brises, we think, reflect two opinions on whether hakafat kol rosh is called hakafa or not? He says, my love, tanahi, l'mandamar mi nazir, the last brisa that says we have to, the rosho, we're learning it didn't by the nazir, sabar hakafat kol rosh lashma hakafa. In other words, he holds it normally, if I shave over all the hair on my head, that's not called hakafa. So I don't need rosho to teach me that the typical garden variety Mitzora can shave his head, because it's not alive if he shaves his head. He says, "L'chi atakra." So why do I need Rosho? L'minchei et lo tasev essay. I need Rosho to tell me there's a different essay in a lo tasev. In other words, normally essay doka a lo tasev, but here I have an essay and a lo tasev, but it's a different essay in a lo tasev. This is by the Nazir, ta'ar lo yavor Rosho. A razor shouldn't go on his head, and kadoshi yegadel perasar Rosho. So I need that Rosho to teach me just by the Nazir, that the Nazir, who's also in Torah, can shave his head. But otherwise, not a problem. So he says, V'idach sabar hakafa kol rosh ma hakafa. So we think right now, the first Tana holds, hakafa kol rosh is called hakafa. So Mela, I need Rosho just to teach me that a Mitzora can shave his head. The other one says, no, a Mitzora, I should. Of course he can shave his head. No lav and bav by shave of all that hair on the head. But I need the Rosho to teach me where the Mitzora is also a Nazir. A Nazir's got a separate set of lavim. Ta'ar lo yavur Rosho. That a razor shouldn't go on his head. And kadosh yegadel perasar Rosho. So that one holds that hakafa kol rosh is lashma hakafa. In other words, doing the whole thing is not called hakafa. But in this case, I have other lavim that are involved. Okay, now. Let me just, we only have 2 minutes left. Yeah, what's up? Go ahead. Say again, who? Mitzora has to shave off all the hair on his body. All right. What? All right. Now, let's do one story about the barber and that'll be it. Okay. There was a barber who served a certain community for many years. He had all sorts of haircuts without considering for a moment any possible halakhic prohibition since he was not religious. When this man was finally exposed to Torah through Yiddishkeit, he was very inspired. Slowly, he started observing Torah and mitzvot. The more he learned, the more inspired he felt, until one day he encountered a prohibition that caused him to run to his local posek to find a halakhically viable solution for his business. You know, there's a problem even like for, you could be a barber like in a community like Great Neck, you know, and people come to you and they want, we'll see in a minute. He says here, I learned that a Jew may not cut all the hair of the actual payas, and I'm not sure what I should do. I have many non-Jewish clients that will surely leave me if I don't cut the place of their halakhic sideburns. Is prohibition only regarding a Jew or even a Gentile? We'll see in a minute. He says, the posek replied, I'm relatively certain you can hire a non-Jew to do this for you, Since this is such a serious issue, I would like to consult with Rav Osner. As one of the great halachic authorities of our times, he's sure to tell us exactly what is permitted and what is not. After being appraised of the problem, Rav Osner replied, Halacha follows Rav Huna Nazir Nun Zion, which is today's daf, who states that it is prohibited to cut even a minor's payas. So Tosos there is not sure if this applies to a non-Jew or only a Jew. So Tosos is the supak. There might be a lot. In other words, Rav Huna says, it's not Talui with the Nitaf. Rav Huna says, the Makif is Chayiv. There was a separate law, Lo Takifu. I am not allowed to cut people's sideburns, even if it's a katan. So Tosos is Masupak, maybe even non-Jews I can't cut. Most Rishonim permit this, as did the Beis Yosef, the Levush, the Bach, the Shakal, and Groh. In our case, where prohibiting may prevent this man from doing tshuva, and we certainly rely on the above. According to everyone, non-Jewish worker may be used in this case. Okay, but that's the piece. Only according to Rav Huna, not according to Rav Ada. Yeah, but the halacha follows Rav Huna about the makif. I don't know if it follows the halacha about the woman. I'm not sure about that. Okay, let me end the recording.